Welcome back in everyone to a fantastic new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We've got another wonderful festival-like event, a wonderful event you should be checking out here in New York that we were put on to by the marketing lead, Jackie Jorgensen. Both her and the wonderful director, Sivan Raj, are joining us today to talk about Places in 10. This is happening September 27th and 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. at ART New York Oxford Street Theater. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting their Instagram, which is at ScriptClubNYC. Now, not only is Jackie the marketing lead, but she's also one of the performers in the piece Heart in a Blender. And then, as I mentioned, Sivan, our friend Sivan, that we're excited to welcome back once again, is the director of the piece I Hate the Denim Mall. We've got two great pieces to talk to you about today, two amazing artists. So let us go ahead and welcome them in. Jackie, welcome in. And Sivan, welcome back in to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm so happy the two of you are here. I can't wait to learn more, not only about these great pieces that you're involved in, but also this wonderful event, Places in 10. So Jackie, let's actually start first with you. And could you tell us a bit about this event, Places in 10?
Absolutely. So I pitched the idea of Places in 10, which is a night of 10-minute plays created by the Script Club community. I pitched this idea back in, I think, January, because we were looking for shows to do, and we wanted to do original works at Script Club NYC, and we just so happened to read original works every Wednesday down in South Slope, Brooklyn, and I said we can use that format where we read scripts aloud and provide writers with feedback and aim it toward a 10-minute showcase of our community. And that's exactly what we did. So we started in February. Writers started writing their works. We had three table reads over the course of the spring and summer. Then we did a community vote because there were so many wonderful works. And what is going to be presented is the selected works that we're going to present for that show. And it's all under the theme of new and old. So somehow, some way, each show considers that theme and takes their personal spin on it.
That is very cool. I love how that all came together. So Jackie, let's keep with you and have you tell us a bit about this piece you're performing in, Heart in a Blender.
Yeah, Heart in a Blender is a tragic romantic comedy starring a banana and a blender, and I play the blender. And I'm not going to spoil the ending, but it's tragic for a reason. Maybe you can see where it's going, considering the two love interests are a banana and a blender. But it is a big, bold comedy that also dives deep and considers the meaning of life, considers one's value in the world. And it's been such a wonderful piece to be able to dive into.
I love it. Who doesn't love a good story between a banana and a blender? That's all I'm saying. We need more of that. Sivan, tell us about your piece, I Hate the Denim Mall.
Absolutely. So I Hate the Denim Mall tells of coincidence meeting between two women in the Denim Mall in Massachusetts. And it tells about the very surprising and a heartwarming connection that begins to form between these two strangers, helped by or despite their intentions.
I love that. So we've learned since that these works came out of a meeting where everyone shared their scripts, you all voted on it. You know, this is, I think you said, a weekly thing. But I'm curious to know, Sivan, you know, as the director of the piece, how did you come upon this work that you're doing?
Yeah, so it's actually a really fun story. I was performing in a different show with Script Club NYC. I was one of their understudies for a wonderful production of A Midsummer Night's Dream this July. And at the cast party, after closing, I was approached by Andre Wells, the writer of this wonderful piece, and I got offered to direct this play, which was so fun, and I was so thrilled as soon as I got to read the script. And I think it was a really fun moment because so many professional connections were made during this after party. I also cast a performer in a different show that has already happened. I heard more people offering more roles to people as I was walking by. There was just this very wonderful atmosphere of, we did something great and let's make more wonderful art together. So that was really fun.
That is fantastic. The power of after parties. That's all I'm saying right there. Jackie, how about you? I mean, I know that we've mentioned you're the marketing lead with this performance, but how is it you came across this particular piece and became a performer in the show?
So I was hosting the table reads that we were doing for Places in 10. So I was setting up space and time for all of these writers to bring their first drafts and read them aloud and receive feedback on those pieces. And through that, Jan Aguilas, who wrote Heart in a Blender, posted the script saying, hey, I want to read this one this week. And I like reading at those table reads. I like doing a cold read. So I didn't actually even read the script. I just saw the character name Blender and I was in. I was like, I have to play that role, at least in the table read. And I did. And it was a wonderful time. And it was just, there was so much energy on the page and it was so easy to perform that I was just delighted afterward when it was selected and Jan asked me to reprise the role. It was an immediate yes. Obviously, it was an incredible script, but I first heard about it just through Jan doing that initial table read. So that's also the power of just saying yes to opportunity and diving in the early stages.
Yes, testament to the power of saying yes. I love it. Now, at the time of this recording, we are just under a week away from these performances beginning. In fact, you both just came off of your tech run on the weekend. So I'd love to know, what has it been like developing these pieces? And Jackie, if I could stick with you first on that.
Absolutely. So with this particular piece, it has been such a fun and surprising journey, because as you can imagine, with the main characters being a banana and a blender, there's a few ways we envisioned we could stage this. We thought we could have the actors in simple dress, maybe all blacks, or banana wears yellow or something like that, and the audience uses their imagination. We had conversations about puppetry, and we had conversations about getting costumes that represented the banana and the blender. So Jordan, our director, wants it to be a bit of a surprise, so I will not say which way we went. You just have to come out and see it. But on top of that, this production uses metaphorical interpretive dance for some of the moments in the play that just can't be acted out. And, you know, I'm not a musical theater person, I'm not a dancer, so it was an incredible opportunity, a delightful challenge to step into this role and see it transform both visually and, you know, as the actor physically, and embodying these characters in such a fun way.
I love that. And now I am excited to see how these characters are embodied. That's amazing. Sivan, what about you? What's it been like developing your piece?
Well, I have been blessed with a truly wonderful play and an amazing cast. And I think even, you know, the very first table read we had for that script, it was obvious that we already have something so strong. So from that point onward, the process was really about finding those small moments where we can highlight something, where we can add something extra, where we can really get the script to the full potential of what it can be. I'm a very movement-oriented director, so I always love reaching the blocking and the stage picture that is the most possibly interesting and aesthetically satisfying and allows the tensions of the play to play out in the best way possible. But it's really has been about adding to something that is already great, which is wonderful. It's exactly where you want to be as a director. So I'm being very happy about this process.
That is so wonderful. And I want to snowball off of that because I would love to know. I know these are just snippets. These are just 10-minute reads of these wonderful works. But what is the message or thought you're hoping the audiences take away from your piece? And Sivan, if I could stick first with you on that, please.
Absolutely. I think I Hate the Dead of Mall is a play about connection and maybe a little bit connection against all odds. And I think that the most beautiful thing you can take away from it is that in every person, there is something worth getting to know. And every person that comes across your way is worth talking to and connecting with and discovering more about their lives, because you never know what might happen and you never know who you might meet and how that moment might change your life.
Yes, yes, that is a brilliant idea. Jackie, what about you? What's the message or thought you hope that audiences take away from your piece?
Even though this is a big, bold, broad comedy, audiences might be surprised to find some philosophical thinking in there. It can get a little bit Shakespearean at times. And I hope audiences ultimately take away that you are more than what you do, that everyone is special and valuable, and that is a theme that's sort of explored between Banana and Blender, who come from two very, very different worlds and have two very understandings about what it means to be of value in this world. And Banana helps Blender open their eyes to you are just inherently special just the way you are because you are the way you are. And so I hope that's what audiences take away from the show.
That is a wonderful thought. Sivan, I want to kick off my final question for this first part with you, because I would really love to know, who are you hoping to have access to I Hate the Dead of Mall?
Well, everyone, hopefully. I know that tickets for the event are free, which is a wonderful decision, in my opinion, by the Script Club team, so that really everyone, regardless of their background, are able to view quality theater in a way that is financially accessible. I think that's so important. I also hope it'll talk to anyone feeling maybe a little lonely after the pandemic, maybe feeling like social interactions have changed from the way we were used to having them. I think this play might have some fun insight for all those people.
That is a wonderful answer. Thank you for that. Jackie, I want to ask you the same thing, but I also want to include Places in 10 in this. So who are you hoping to have access to both Heart in a Blender as well as the event Places in 10?
For Heart in a Blender, I really hope that everyone except children have access to this. It's a little dark for children. I wouldn't recommend it. It's not necessarily a family. It's kind of like Sausage Party. You wouldn't necessarily put that on and do a family watch of it together. So it's a wild ride, and I hope anyone over the age of like 13 can enjoy it. As for Places in 10, I really hope that audiences come out and just have a good time. We have a lot of comedies and dramas and a lot of different genres and plots and character types. And I hope there is something in there for everybody. And I hope everyone feels that they are represented on the stage. And I also want to encourage that this is a space for artists, and Script Club is in service of the artist, whether that's actors, directors, writers, stage managers, everyone. We want to create a community for artists to come and play and explore and find themselves. A lot of playwrights in Places in 10, this is their first time writing a play, and they have not knocked it out of the park. And Script Club is here as a support system to help you, again, find play or achieve your dreams or put yourself on that trajectory to the big Broadway stage. So we hope that audiences come out and say, hey, yeah, maybe I want to stop by next Wednesday and do a cold reading of an original work or do a cold reading of a Broadway or West End play and get to know some people and join our network, because we want you to come back. We want to support you and we want to tell your stories. We want to have that stage for a wide variety of perspectives, and we want to hear your story.
Well, for the second part of our interviews, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. And I know that we're a little short on time, so I'd like to skip right ahead to my favorite question, which is, what is your favorite theater memory? Or Sivan, in your case, since we've had you on so many times, what is another of your favorite theater memories? And feel free to jump in whenever you have this.
So I actually have a very recent theater memory I'd love to share, because I'm fresh off the run of the Climate Fables Ogallala with, I know, fellow alumni of the podcast, The Torch Ensemble, who are great. And we just closed 2 days ago at the time of recording this. And on our opening night, a bunch of the actors met together a little bit before the theater opened to run through some of the more challenging scenes of the piece. It's a very long, convoluted piece with a big ensemble. And we were kind of going over our lines in the park, and we had two strangers stop by and ask us what we were doing and be interested in our show. And one of the scenes, mainly the scene I had a bigger part in, was entirely dependent on audience interaction. And there were actually multiple endings depending on the audience interaction. So we were like, hey, do you guys want to sit here for the next half hour and make the audience's choices so we can rehearse in real time with real people how it's going to be? And these two guys turn out to be so passionate, even maybe more passionate than the audiences we afterwards had in the real show. They were really getting into some deep discussions with us in a beautiful park, in the open air, with a lot of very kind people stopping by from their normal day routine and taking a look and taking a moment of their day to enjoy very unexpected theatrical event. And I think for me, that was really a moment of how much I love being a theater artist in New York City, and how much I feel that New York City is a town that is welcoming to artists and that is living art, and that everybody you see just randomly on the street, in the park, is so interested in the theatrical experience, and how fun it is to be with a group of such young, passionate creators who are ready to, you know, take the world by storm, such as the Torch Ensemble, and have that moment of meeting new people through theater. It was really special.
I love that memory. And yes, shout out to Torch Ensemble. We love them as well. Thank you for that. Jackie, what about you?
So I went to college for comedy writing and performance. And during my time in college, my focus was sketch comedy. But we studied everything under the sun, including acting. And instead of like a written exam, our big project, end of year project, was a 10-minute play festival. And I acted in a couple of 10-minute plays. And through that process, discovered that there's more to me as a performer than strictly comedy, though I still love comedy and I would absolutely go back to sketch comedy. I discovered that there's more as an actor that I had to say. And I really connected to the writing, and I discovered a passion for taking on a writer's words and connecting to it so intimately and making it my own and bringing my own experiences and developing my own character and bringing that to the table and having an audience react to that and feel like they also, you know, felt intimately connected to the piece. I thought it was just such a powerful experience that it totally transformed my career as a performer. And I ultimately left college being more of an actor than a sketch comic. So yes, I love the power of theater, and it was one of my favorite memories to be up on that stage, kind of discovering in the moment, like, ooh, actually, I want to do this.
I love that memory. More schools need to have degrees in sketch comedy writing. That's all I'm saying. But that's a wonderful memory. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you both so much for sharing those. As we wrap things up, I would love to know, do either of you have any other projects or productions coming down the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
Yeah, so actually, I'm not sure I'm allowed to fully reveal the context, but I can say that the show Antigone, which I've developed over the past summer with my theater company, Needs More Work Productions, is about to make a reprisal performance in New York City in 2025. We have just completed casting this week, and I cannot describe how excited I am for everyone to see these truly remarkable actors in this new adaptation of Antigone. And we are also starting development for the sequel for that play. So a lot of Greek theater to look forward to.
That is fantastic. I'm so excited about that. Jackie, anything for you?
Yeah. So Script Club NYC is heading into their final show of the season. It is a radio play that essentially is it's like a staged reading that's lightly blocked plus live music and live sound effects. So it's really like you can listen to what you might hear on a radio, but you can watch it being performed. And it's just a joy because the characters, the actors will take on various characters and do different voices. And it's just a really fun time. I was lucky enough to be a head writer on that project. And we adapted the show from a fiction podcast that originally aired in 2020. And it's called the Out of Towners Club, and it's about New York City transplants coming together despite challenges during the holiday season and finding strength in their community, which is just so fitting of Script Club because that's what we do. We find strength in our community. So we are holding auditions up until September 30th. At this time, we are only accepting self-tapes. So please do send us your self-tapes. You can find information on our Instagram page more about that. And then we'll be putting the show on here in Brooklyn in December. And I am so excited. I've spent the past 6 months writing this script, and I cannot wait for you to see what is in store here.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I can't wait for that. And that all leads to my final question, which is if our listeners would like more information about Places in 10 or about either of your works or about you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you. How can they do so?
Yeah, so for Places in 10 and Script Club, you can find all of that information on Instagram at Script Club NYC. We'll have it all linked in our bio. As for me, you can find me on Instagram at Jackie.Jorgensen or at JackieJorgensen.com.
I can be found on my website, which is sivanraz.com, so my full name.com. I am also on Instagram at RazSiv, or you can follow my theater company doing immersive site-specific activism-based adaptations of classics at Needs More Work Productions on Instagram.
Fantastic! Well, Jackie, Sivan, thank you both so much for taking the time to speak with me and for sharing not only this wonderful, wonderful event, but your two amazing works. It was so wonderful chatting with you today. So thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having us, Andrew.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you both. My guests today have been the marketing lead and performer, Jackie Jorgensen, and the amazing director, Sivan Raz, who joined me today to talk about their individual works that are part of Places in 10. Places in 10 is happening on September 27th and 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the ART New York Oxford Street Theater. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting the Instagram page for the producing company, which is at Script Club NYC. We also have more information and contact information for our guests and their shows, which we'll be posting on our episode description as well as on our social media posts. But head on over on Instagram at Script Club NYC. Get your tickets now for Places in 10, happening September 27th and 28th. And we also want to add for our American listeners that Election Day is November 5th. Make sure you are registered to vote, have a plan to cast your ballot, and do your democratic duty. You can find out how and where you can register to vote by visiting vote.gov. The future demands that we fight for it now. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies,
and keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.